The Salomon R. Guggenheim Museum in New York is getting a paint job. It's a famous museum housing important works of avant-garde art. But a paint job, is that really news? Well, the colors under consideration have caused some debate. Museum authorities want to go with a light gray, which is close to the color the Guggenheim has been painted for 15 years. Others are excited about a light yellow, the color favored by the building's architect, Frank Lloyd Wright. From New York, here's NPR's Mike Pesca.
Right now, Frank Lloyd Wright's normally distinctive Guggenheim Museum has wrapped itself in the urban camouflage of construction scaffolding. When the museum's makeover is complete, it might just be wearing a coat of light yellow, or it might be painted a kind of gray, though the marketing department of Benjamin Moore Paints would be fired if they named a paint kind of gray. So the gray is known as London fog, here described by paint professional John Chalowski.
It's a muted gray, light tone color with a little hint of green in it.
Chalowski, who is the district supervisor for the Janovic Plaza paint stores in the Guggenheim's neighborhood, next describes the yellowish tone that is mongoose to London Fog's cobra, Powell Buff.
Very light shade of gold, again with a slight greenish cast to it.
And so the battle is joined. Powell Buff's buffs point out that their color is closest to the one favored by the architect himself, whereas the London Foggies argue that their color isn't as radical a shift. Here in a podcast the Guggenheim put out, Pamela Jerome, who is directing the museum's preservation, explains her philosophy.
When we leave, if our work is unnoticeable, we've succeeded.
But Sari Werden, executive director of Friends of the Upper East Side, thinks Frank Lloyd Wright's vision is worth preserving.
The Guggenheim building by Frank Lloyd Wright, painted the color that he wanted, is an incredible opportunity that I don't think should be lost.
Many of the people of New York's Upper East Side, just off Central Park, are tended to as carefully as the artwork inside the museum. London fog will do for them. Take Nancy Hill. She's just moving into the area. She says the Powell Buff is just too daring.
My feeling is the landmark will never sign off on it because of the colors of the building surrounding it, and you have a lot of limestone buildings, and it may stand out like a sore thumb.
If anything, the Guggenheim, a building which has long stood as a spiraling affront to the grit of Gotham, might just delight in the sore thumb designation. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.